Actually, it's a very old deal. So the HIPAA initiative, it actually began in 1996. So over 30 countries participated in this initiative, but a few countries didn't finish. So Chad is one of them and Somalia is one of them. So actually we are seeing now is the completion of a process that for Somalia began 10 years ago.
This is a lot of money, though, even though it started a long time ago in the talks. Is this something that could possibly translate to other developing countries on the African continent, this kind of similar debt deal with the World Bank and IMF?
Actually, the World Bank, the IMF, and actually the shareholders of these institutions, like the advanced countries, they are very reluctant to do a HIPAA 2.0. So this is what our project claim we need to, because now are more than 20 countries that over 50% of their external debt payments is going to be to multilateral development banks. But they are reluctant to do a program similar to what we see today. So it would be the good type of policy, but there are very strong reluctance to do similar programs today. So unfortunately, we don't see this project, this initiative being repeated in the short term, at least.
Now, Somalia is, you know, a country that has been facing a lot of internal challenges, climate shocks, and this ongoing fighting and insurgency. You know, Al-Shabaab is still a big problem there. Is that in part why, you know, they were, the banks were more, interested in helping Somalia?
I think there may probably a combination of factors, but actually in 2020, the World Bank, the IMF, actually decided to give the next step and actually giving the debt relief within the HIPAA initiative, right? Because there are very many phases within the HIPAA. And in 2020, they were moving towards the completion point, that we say. But what actually determines when a country goes for this completion phase is when they fulfill a series of policies. So the country needs to have a poverty reduction plan. They need to be in the track for changing monetary stability, monetary policies. So actually, there are certain of conditions that the country needs to fulfill, so then they can be. So it's
kind of like benchmarks, you mean?
Yes, a series of benchmarks in terms of policies, yes.
What are some of these poverty reduction plans?
They change country to country, but the idea is that we need to invest us in a certain amount to poverty reduction. You need to, which is very tricky because these countries, they don't have much fiscal space to do it. So yeah, there are a series of macroeconomic policies that need to, like even central banking reforms that the country must fulfill.